Welcome to this demo of moving and deleting apps now in iOS 11, and of course the different way of doing it as opposed to iOS 10. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to show you how to delete an app, move an app, and also move multiple apps, because it's all possible now with iOS 11 using VoiceOver, of course. All right, so I'm on my third screen on my iPhone here at the moment. Let me just touch down the bottom.
Safari.
And I'm going to flick back to the left.
Page 4, Thomas Minis.
And
double tap to open.
I don't really need to keep Thomas Minis because my boys are a bit older now. So I'm going to do a one finger double tap and hold.
Started editing.
Okay, so it says started editing. If I flick up with one finger.
Drag Thomas Minis.
So I can drag Thomas Minis, i.e. move it.
Delete.
I can delete it.
Stop editing apps.
I can stop editing apps.
Activate. Default.
And activate it, which is the same as delete. And double tap
default
on it.
Alert. Delete Thomas Minis.
Okay, so that's the same delete dialog box as we normally get. So
deleting the cancel.
Let me just
button.
Flick over to cancel and double tap on it. Flicking to the right then.
Feedback is editing.
And it's gone back to the
double
top
tap and hold
app
to
on the screen.
The blindfold
see back.
Blindfold
to
blindfold view. Thomas Minis.
Thomas Minis.
Is editing.
Now I'm gonna flick up again.
Drag Thomas Minis.
Drag Thomas Minis.
Delete.
Delete. And let's double tap on delete this time, one finger.
Alert. Delete Thomas Minis.
And it's basically exactly the same thing.
Deleting this app will also delete its data.
So I think it's a little bit odd to have both an activate and a delete option in the edit mode when it's exactly the same thing. So I don't quite know what's going on there.
Cancel.
Okay, so let's
button.
Double tap on cancel.
Feedback.
And is flick back down
Thomas Minis. Is editing.
Okay, so let's flick up.
Drag Thomas Minis. Delete.
And this time I'm actually just going to keep
stop
flicking
editing
up to activate.
Default.
Double tap on it.
Alert. Delete
and
Thomas
delete
Mini.
It.
Deleting this app will also
the
cancel.
Finger.
Delete. Button. Feedback. Is editing.
Okay, and it's gone. And I'm still
double
in editing mode.
Double tap and hold to perform move by hold and drag.
And of course, the way to come out of editing mode is just to press my home button.
Finished editing.
Okay, or alternatively, we can go back into edit mode. One finger double tap and hold on the screen.
Started editing.
Now, by the way, I'm not letting my finger off the screen until I hear it say start editing. So I flick up.
Drag feedback. Stop editing apps.
And that's the other way we can come out of editing mode is stop editing apps. So I would double tap on that.
Finished editing.
And now it says finished editing. Now, that's probably going to become reasonably important, I'm assuming, with the iPhone 10 in particular, because you won't actually have a physical home button anymore. It's going to be a gesture. All right, so that's basically deleting apps. Let's just go one finger, double tap and hold.
Started editing.
And let's move an app.
Blindfold Sea Battle is editing.
So Blindfold Sea Battle.
Blindfold Millionaire.
Blindfold Millionaire.
Is blindfold Deal.
Blindfold
is
Deal.
Blindfold Feud.
Blindfold
is editing.
Feud.
Page 4 of 5.
And that's all I've got. So I'm going to do multiple apps in a minute, so I'm going to move those games, but let's just do one for the moment.
Blindfold,
I'm just flicking back
blindfold
to the left.
Feedback is editing.
Okay, so I want to move feedback, so I'm
double
going to flick up.
Drag feedback.
Double tap on drag. And then if I flick up.
Cancel drag.
Got cancel drag.
Create new folder with feedback and feedback. Drop ready.
Create new folder with feedback and feedback because it's the same thing.
Drop feedback after feedback.
Drop
ready.
Feedback after feedback, which doesn't really make sense, does it?
Drop feedback before feedback.
Drop feedback
drop
before
ready.
Feedback.
Add to drag session.
Add to drag session, which is when you do multiple files.
Stop editing apps.
Stop editing apps.
Activate.
Activate.
Default. Cancel drag.
And back to cancel drag. So I'm just going to use my normal three finger flick to the right to go left.
Page 3 of 5. Extras folder.
And
is
I'm
editing.
Touch towards the bottom
dog.
Of my screen.
Safari.
Flick
page
right to left.
Move it. Is editing. Activity.
And I want
watch
to
apps
get to utilities.
Utilities folder.
And
is editing.
My utilities
24
folder.
Apps.
Okay, now
double
these
tap to add to drag.
Drag moving
drops
options
available.
Is going to make
actions available.
More sense, right? So it's going to make more sense if I flick up.
Cancel drag.
Cancel drag.
Add feedback to utilities folder.
Add feedback
drop ready.
To utilities folder.
Drop feedback after utilities folder.
Drop feedback
ready.
After utilities folder.
Drop feedback before utilities
drop
folder.
Drop feedback before
drop
utilities
ready.
Folder.
Add to drag session.
Add it to drag session.
Stop editing apps.
Stop editing apps.
Activate.
Activate.
Default. Cancel drag.
Cancel drag. So what I want to do is I want to flick up.
Add feedback to utilities folder.
And I want to add
drop
feedback
ready.
To utilities folder. So double tap.
Off utilities folder folder. Row minus one. Column minus one.
Okay, now that's a little bit confusing. I don't know why it's doing that. It shouldn't be saying that at all. Minus one, minus one. What it's effectively doing is moving the app from the other screen onto this screen and putting it in that folder anyway. So that's a little bit on the confusing side. So let me flick back left with three fingers to go right.
Page 4 of 5. Blindfold Z Battle is editing.
And now this is the first app on the screen.
Double tap and hold to perform move by hold and drag.
So,
finished editing.
All right, so let me do one finger double tap and hold again, and then white came out of editing.
Started editing.
Okay, so if I flick up.
Drag Blindfold Z Battle.
I want to drag it, so I'm going to double tap on it.
Blindfold Millionaire is editing.
Okay, so the one that came into focus was Blindfold Millionaire, so I'm going to flick up.
Cancel drag. Create new folder with drop blindfolds. Drop blindfolds. Add to drag session.
Add that to drag session.
Dragging two items. Blindfold deal is editing.
Blindfold deal. I'm gonna flick up.
Cancel drag. Create new folder with blindfold deal and blindfold Z battle. Blindfold millionaire. Drop ready.
Okay, so it tells me if I want to create a folder with the two previous ones.
Drop blindfold Z battle. Drop blindfold Z. Add to drag
and
session.
I want to add that to drag session.
Dragging three items. Blindfold feud is editing.
Now, keep in mind, of course, I can always flick left and right to go to another screen. I can flick left and right to go to apps on the current screen, all that sort of stuff that you can normally do. So, let me now flick up.
Cancel drag.
And cancel
create
drag.
Create new folder with blindfold feud and blindfold Z battle. Blindfold millionaire.
And
flick drop blindfold. Drop blindfold.
Now,
drop ready.
As you can tell, sometimes when it says drop ready, it's cutting out the option that it just spoke on that rotor. So let me flick up
add
again, because now I've confused myself. There we go. Add to drag session, double
dragging
tap on
four
that.
Items. Empty page.
Okay, good. That page is now empty. Very nice. So three finger flick to the right to go left.
Page 3 of 5. Extras folder
and
is
I'm
editing.
Going to flick over
books folder.
To
bookmarks folder. Education.
Folder.
Finance folder. Games folder is editing. 24 apps.
So I've currently got 24 apps
double
now at the
tap
moment.
To add to drag.
If I flick
drops
up,
available. Cancel drag.
And you heard it say, drops available. So
activate. Cancel drag.
Cancel drag.
Add blindfold feud. Blindfold deal. Blindfold Z battle. Blindfold millionator games folder. Drop
which
ready.
Is what I want to do. Double tap.
Off games folder. Folder. Row minus one. Column minus one. 28 apps.
There we go. So I just wish it wouldn't say minus one when it was working. To drag, if you like, the other apps into that folder. But what I find I do, I try and listen to the number of original items in that particular folder. And then when I add things to it, then I can actually tell that it's been added successfully. Because, of course,
finished
if I
editing.
Flick to the left and it said finished editing. And by the way, that just reminded me when it just done that now. The editing mode will actually time out if you don't do anything for, I think it's about 5 seconds or so. So that's why it said finished editing. I didn't have to actually press the home button. So that was a good reminder for myself. So that's deleting an app, moving a single app, moving multiple apps. Let me just show you moving an app from inside a folder. So let me just touch to the bottom of the screen and I flick
double
back
tap
to the
to
left.
Open. Page 3, move it, activity, watch apps folder. Utilities folder.
And
25 apps.
For the moment, double tap on utilities.
Opening utilities folder. Utilities. Emergency plus. Decibel.
I'm just going to choose.
HWCOM. Weather gods.
Actually, let me do
HWCOM.
HWCOM.
Double tap to open. Actions
and
available.
That's the communication app from Humanware. I didn't show you this before with the other one, but if you don't want to double tap and hold on the rotor, I've got flick up.
Edit mode.
Edit mode.
Activate.
Or
default.
Activate. So I don't have to do a one finger double tap and hold. If I don't want to go put myself in editing mode, I can just flick down
edit
on the rotor
mode.
And double tap on it.
Started editing.
Now started editing. So let me flick up.
Activate. Default.
So I've got activate.
Drag HWCOM.
Drag HWCOM.
Delete.
Delete.
Stop editing apps.
Stop editing apps.
Activate. Default.
Activate.
Drag HWCOM.
Back to drag. So I'm going to do a double tap on drag.
Emergency plus is editing.
Okay, now, if I flick up now.
Cancel drag.
Cancel drag.
Drop HWCOM after emergency plus.
Okay,
drop
HWCOM after emergency plus.
Drop HWCOM before emergency
plus. Before emergency plus.
Add to drag session.
Add to drag session.
Close folder.
And here we have close folder. If I flick up again.
Stop editing apps.
Stop editing, etc. All right, so flick back down.
Close folder.
Double tap on close folder.
Closing utilities folder. Extras folder.
And I
want
to find my
seven
special
apps.
Folder.
Books,
so I'm just going to flick to the right.
Game, Google, Help, iWork, Micro, Navig, News folder, Podcast, Productive, Radio, Relax, Shopping folder, Social folder, Special folder, is editing.
Special
14
folder.
Apps, opening special folder, folder
and
name.
And then, of course, if
special,
I flick up now.
60%.
Okay, so the focus has now gone off.
55%.
That actionable item. Okay, so if I two-finger rotate.
Text selection, words, characters, actions.
There's my actions one. Okay, so flick up again.
Cancel drag.
Cancel drag.
Drop it cursor. Drop ready.
Drop it cursor. Wait a minute. Let me just come
characters.
Off that. Flip to the right.
Clear text. Embraille.
Ah,
is
there
editing.
We go. That's because I was actually on the edit field of the label for the special folder. All right. So let me do flick up now.
Cancel drag.
Yeah, there we go. That explains why it wasn't on the actions rotor. All right. So cancel drag.
Drop HW com after Embraille. Drop ready.
Okay. Drag HW com after Embraille.
Drop HW com before Embraille.
Before
add to drag session.
Add to drag session.
Close folder.
Close folder.
Stop editing apps.
Stop editing apps.
Activate.
Activate.
Cancel drag.
Cancel drag.
Drop HW com after Embraille.
Drop it.
Drop HW.
Before.
Drop ready.
I didn't say before, so let me just flick down the
drop
back up again and make it say
drop
properly.
Ready.
No, didn't do it again.
Drop HW com after Embraille.
Okay, my twit finishes speaking now. Flick up.
Drop HW. Drop ready.
No, did it again. Yeah, that's annoying. Flick
add to
up.
Drag session.
Flip back
drop
down.
HW. Drop ready.
I'm just trying to get it to say it.
Add to drag session. Drop HW com before Embraille.
Thank you.
Drop ready.
Okay, double tap.
Drop complete.
And there we go. And if I wait, it'll come out in editing mode. If I flick
activate.
Up.
Activate. Drag Embraille. Delete. Stop editing apps.
Double tap.
Finished editing.
And then, of course, I can just press the home button.
Closing special folder. Extras folder.
Then I'm back
seven
to
apps.
My home screen.
Double tap to open.
All right. So, yes, look, it works fairly nicely. There's a few little rough bits and ones quite I don't understand. So the rough bit is at -1, -1 when it's moving. That's a bit irritating. The second thing that's irritating is the fact that it cuts out the speech when you're flicking up and down the rotor sometimes. So you've got to flick up and down to see if you can get it to speak properly. That's a bit irritating. And, of course, what you've got to be careful about, as I just discovered then doing the demo, is if you land on that text field of the label of a folder when you've gone into it, it's not going to be on the rotor. So you've got to flick back to the icons for the folder, and then the actions will then be in focus, and then you can flick up and add it to the current folder before or after, etc. So there's a few little interesting bits that may get some people a little bit confused, but overall, it's not a bad experience now. So the final thing I want to say, just be aware of the fact that, as we discovered during the demo, you can do one finger double tap and hold to go into editing mode, or you can flick up, and besides the activate option, you've got putting yourself in editing mode, so that's quite handy. But anyway, that'll do me for this demo of deleting and dragging stroke moving apps around on your home screen on iOS 11 using VoiceOver. And as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.